Sentinel Online. Now loading the GeekCast Radio Network of podcasts.
You've just jumped inside the pull bag. Join TFG1 Mike and the rest of the comic reading crew here at the GCRN as they make their great escape into comics. From DC, Marvel, IDW, Boom Studios, Zenoscope, and more, we have everything you want to read right here. Transformers comics? Yeah, we cover that. He-Man? Yeah, sure. DC superheroes like Batman, Batgirl, Nightwing, and Batman Beyond? Yep. We have those too. How about TMNT from IDW and I Hate Fairyland from Image Comics? Yeah, we have all that here. Plus, so much more. It's all inside the pullback here on the GeekCast Radio Network. So without any further ado, it's time to talk about the comics we are reading right now here inside the pullback.
This is the great and glorious Megatron. And this podcast will be filled with spoilers. Yes, a comic book all about me. You have been warned. Yes.
That's right, Megatron. You've just jumped inside the pull bag, and it is time for us to unleash the beast in you on this all things Transformers crossover adventure. That's right, folks. One podcast for three feeds. I am TFG and Mike. Joining me on this beastly adventure is Steve Megatron. Hello.
Yes.
Are you ready to enter the beast era of IDW Publishing's Transformers Beast Wars?
Oh, yes, indeed.
We are going to be talking about issue number one, just came out. This is the first time I've done single issue stuff in a long time. This is episode 398 of the Pullbag, and wow, was this good. First of all, the creative, to get that out of the way, written by Eric Burnham, art by Josh Burcham, letters by Jake M. Wood, the assistant editor was Riley Farmer, the editor was David Mariette, and supervising editor was Tom Waltz. And we've had Tom Waltz on an interview here on the GCRN before. We got to get him back, but my next object of getting interviews is Eric Burnham and Josh Burcham. So that'll be soon, very soon. I've already got approval from Josh saying yes anytime. So we just got to get that scheduled, folks.
So this one is called, part one anyway, is called Savage Landing.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly liked how they started this out.
Yes.
They gave, you know, you had the Tripartite Council, you have him with his original name, Galavar.
Galavar, okay. I wasn't sure.
He had a different name in the...
Golden Disc?
No, the Fun Pub stuff.
Okay,
right. Not the video or the comic of the other, but it was another, like an alt universe where he ran like a production factory facility thing.
Okay.
It was a different name entirely. And it was like Nash Teeth or something like that. But anyways, yeah, so I liked this, and then I liked how he's like, yeah. just more or less telling them how it's going to go down.
Mm-hmm. How it already went down. Because as he's telling them this, he's already done it. Yeah.
And you get to see their different versions of their alt forms. They're not necessarily sticking to the previous designs, which is fine. I have nothing against it.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. It's one of those things where I trust Josh implicitly with whatever he does Transformers-wise, and part of it does look like what we saw in the cartoon, but otherwise, you know, they have to, you know, improvise, change the...
Yeah, and he's adding his own touch to it, and honestly, I like it, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I use the fan art for Ultimus, mm-hmm. and it follows the same aesthetic, although I might have to get a Megatron soon in my near future. you know, maybe Transmetal, just regular mm-hmm. Transmetal. put that up there anyways. No, but I really liked how it came out, and you know, he's gloating over his hologram, which it took me a minute to realize it was a hologram.
Yeah.
But when I realized what it was, and then he's like, yeah, I've evolved. From now on, I only answer to the name Megatron.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just kind of lays it out, and they're kind of like, yeah, he's kind of out there, but you know, he'll either have success or failure. And then you see like the new renditions of the Axelon in the Dark Side.
Yes, and I love the Axelon here. I love seeing the Axelon actually out in space somewhere
instead of crashed on a planet.
Yeah, I love the design of it. I think it's super cool.
Rhinox's design was unique.
Yeah, it was. It's very. I don't know if it's mainly because he's eventually going to become the Rhino once we get to Earth and whatever, but all of their pre-Earth designs, I really dig because they're almost a fresh take on what they used to be, but it's showing you, hey, this is what's going to kind of happen. But, man, I'm telling you what, it was like Gary Chalk was sitting right next to me as I was reading these Optimus Primal lines. Well,
I was not only feeling that with, you know, reading it with the voice actors involved, mm-hmm. But I was also, I kind of got a TF Animated vibe.
Yeah.
Because Primal is like, I need to get into the thick of it. I want some action. And Rhinox is like Ratchet in the sense of, yeah, you sure you want that, kid?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll mop the floor with you right now. Like, and, so it was rather funny. And then having, you know, them go, oh yeah. And then, you know, you get your typical rat trap and, Nyx, the addition of Nyx and, the snapper, kind of, I can't remember the exact name at the moment. I'll realize it as we go through this. Yes. But having those two new female characters added to the lineup kind of adds an added twist to the current saga that we already know.
Right. Yeah.
And so it's kind of nice to see that, but you get to see a lot of variation in things. You get Ironhide giving their mission.
Yeah.
Which he basically, like, because he later turns into the elephant of Magna Boss. So that's why he looks the way he does. But yeah, that was kind of cool seeing him kind of make a play in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love how this is written. I love how Eric Burnham seems to just, I know they're both Beast Wars fans, but just like Waspinator's lines close to the end of the issue, you know, Megatron's lines to everybody, and just the way, you know, again, the fact that Optimus Primal seems to be like this young, he's not the Optimus Primal we met in season one of Beast Wars 25 years ago. This is the 25th anniversary of Beast Wars, and it's a younger Primal, and I like that because it gives him chance to grow. I don't know how long this comic book series is going to go on. As far as I know, it is an ongoing series. It is not a 5-issue miniseries or anything like that. As far as I am to understand from IDW, it is a new ongoing Beast Wars comic. So who knows, depending on sales and whatever else, how long it will actually be going, but man, I am loving just this first issue so far. I'm loving what they're doing with it.
Yeah, I'm totally loving the direction they're going with this. I love the art. I love the colors. I love the new direction. I love how he manages to capture the identities of all of them.
Yep. And even the new characters, even writing for the new characters.
It seems like they were there in the original.
Exactly. It just seems like they should have always been there as always. And I love how the crash happens. I love the crash to planet Earth. So basically you have Megatron stealing the golden disc, stealing the dark side, which has transwarp, or maybe he already had the dark side. I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head, but you know, getting the ship. Oh yeah, he did steal the ship.
He stole that because he destroyed all the other ones. That's why
that's right. Yep. Yeah. And, you know, I love that he's going to do this, whatever it is that he's going to do, and he's going to this energon-rich planet, and then we get the crash, and before the crash happens, We get the stasis pods in orbit, so we're setting up for later characters to show up when stasis pods eventually will crash to Earth. And that crash, man, I love how the time passes and then you just see the dueling systems, system booting up, running diagnostic, and all this and all that. And you see the
urgent repairs required on Waspinator.
He's
in pieces.
Well, of course. I mean, Waspinator's always in pieces. I mean, you can't have a Beast Wars anything without Waspinator being torn to shreds. And there's one little panel where it's scanning for compatible options. This is the Maximal computer. It doesn't, but it almost looks like a Sky Spy, just a little bit. And then we get... just a little bit looks like Sky Spy. And then we get the awesome image of the ape, the bat, and the rat, and the cat, and the spider, and the wasp, and the scorpion. It's so, so good. We even have the recharge chambers, because he steps out of the reboot complete. Oh, he, you know, Optimus steps out of the CR chamber, which is really cool.
That's something I wished as a kid that we had toys of.
Who knows?
And the stasis pods.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe they'll make them now.
Well, there's a guy that's been making them, like 3D printing these things, and he's selling them as part of his Patreon model. You can get the CR chamber or the restoration chamber, the CR tank. The Predacons have. You can get the hover board things that they use to fly around in the dark side to hover over the lava and all those things. And they have the stasis pod, and honestly, they're awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool.
If I could get my hands on something like that, that would be great, but they're not. Anyways, I'd love the new take on the design. I get them their forms and then they're making commentary about it.
Yeah. Absolutely. And then obviously Megatron's like, well, if we survived, then the Maximals must have survived as well. And, you know, a new war has come, my friends, and this time it is ours to win. And that's how the first issue ends. What I'm loving about the first issue, besides it being the first issue, is what's included in the back of the book, because you have, at least in the digital version, you have all the variant covers. Normally, they don't end up doing this. They usually do that in the trade, but because this is a number one issue...
Well, it's also $6.
True. But I think that's why it is. Because they included all this other stuff. They included the Nyx design, the Skull...
The Q&A.
Yep, the Q&A.
Them in their sizing.
Mm-hmm. The blueprints of the Maxim of the Axelon of the Dark Side. Oh man, it's just so good.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy with what we got here.
And at the very end of the book, we have a 25 years with a Maximal logo. I'm hoping the next issue at the back of it has a 25 years with a Predacon logo.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be very cool. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. No, I love this. I thought this was so cool. I thought it was great. Like I said earlier, the writing from Eric, I can't wait to see how these characters develop. The art from Josh, Burnham and Bertram are my team for 2021.
Oh yeah, totally. This is definitely one of my favorite things I've read in quite some time.
And there wasn't really anything I didn't like. There wasn't anything that I felt was out of place, because it just, it gets set up, it introduces characters, but it does it in a way where you don't feel like you said earlier, you feel like the new characters have been there the whole time already. So it's not like,
oh yeah, they fit perfectly. And that's a testament to their ability to craft a new story using the original story. And they were able to also tag in the golden disc instead of starting right out in the space battle. And so that added depth that you almost needed for the backstory for anybody that wasn't familiar with the original that came out in 2006, to know, you know, all of that rich detail. And
absolutely.
And so, yeah, I'm definitely psyched for the rest of it.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you right now, here inside the Pull Bag and on All Things Transformers and the Beast Unleashed podcast, we will be doing this series individually, issue by issue, for the rest of the year in 2021, celebrating 25 years of Beast Wars. And yeah, what would you rate it 0 to 5 for issue
honestly,
number one?
It's very difficult for me to do this, but I'll give it a 5. I honestly had nothing I could find wrong.
Yeah, I read through the story, and then I went back and I looked through the art for little things and to see various things. And honestly, there's nothing in this first issue that I don't absolutely love. There's no concerns I have yet. There's, and I'm sure concerns and things we may not like as it goes along might happen. But so far, just off this first issue, I'm giving it a 5 as well. Absolutely dug it. Thought it was great. It's so fun.
Yeah, 5 out of 5. It's excellent. Yes. Mm-hmm. You can quote me on that. Steve Megatron. But anyways, yeah, it's very excellent. I don't give that rating lightly.
No, you don't.
I very much skate on the 4.5 as the high mm-hmm. for anything.
Yeah,
and
you do.
Even then, it's hard for me to hit that level. So I honestly didn't have anything I found wrong with it. I enjoyed the banter. I enjoyed the differences from the original, but also keeping with the familiarity of the original.
Right. And because this is only the first issue, there's so much character depth yet to happen. Even just being introduced to these characters for the, like, if somebody was reading this for the first time.
Well, you already get a taste of some of them.
Right, exactly. But my point is, like, Rhinox and Primal, okay, we see that Primal is a younger version this time, and that's fine, that's great. We see that Rhinox is kind of this old, wise whatever, and they're not even on Earth yet. He hasn't even become a mystic Rhinox. Whatever. Yeah, whatever he's supposed to be kind of thing. So we kind of see it, where it's going to go, and that's great for us as fans, but I also think if you gave this to anyone who is a Transformers fans of, say, the last 10 years or so from, like, Animated or Prime or whatever, Cyberverse, whatever, they could still look at this and be, oh, this is cool. This is interesting. I want to come back every month. I want to go to my local comic shop, or I want to order from my local comic shop, or go on comixology.com or whatever to get it. And it's
so see, I can't help it. I have to go get it. I still have some in the universe. I actually dug out the universe comics, and I have the Gathering and the Ascending.
Oh, wow. And, very cool.
And I have the Theft of the Golden Disc. And up to this point, Theft of the Golden Disc has been my pinnacle, like, main go-to out of the various series.
Right.
But that being said, I think this tops it. Theft is very close because you get a lot of the pre-transformation to Beast.
Right.
And some of the backstory.
Right.
But in a different way. And so, out of all of the other ones, though, I definitely think it tops them. Like, I didn't enjoy Gathering and Descending as much as I did this.
Right. Very cool, very cool. All right, folks, we're going to give you a sneak preview here because we can. Again, thanks to comixology.com. On March 3rd, 2021 is the print and digital release date of Beast Wars, Transformers Beast Wars number 2. Celebrating 25 years of Beast Wars, the Maximals led by Optimus Primal and the Predacons led by Megatron have crashed on a strange new world, and they are not alone. To survive the planet, much less each other, they'll have to explore their surroundings and their new bestial alt modes in search of an advantage. The Beast Wars begin here. And then issue number 3 releases April 28th. It does say here digital release. It does not say digital and print on Comixology. Unbeknownst to the Maximals, the Predacons have taken their first prisoner. As Megatron and Tarantulas run their interrogation, dissent stirs in the Predacon ranks. Who will give first? The dissatisfied Dinobot or the captured Maximal? The Beast Wars rage on.
I know Dinobot traitors in a different way in this.
I don't know. All as I know is just reading these, I want to say solicits, but they're on comixology.com, so anybody can read them. It's one of those things where that gets me excited. And at some point, once you're back in your normal studio, I am going to have you record as Megatron, the Beast Wars.
Oh, I want to
Rage.
Record.
Oh. No. I know you do.
I want to record a lot of the lines from this. I'm tempted to just go through and just record all of his lines. Just for random use.
Yep, exactly.
Because they're just golden. Like, I could see him, like, just the arrogant, tyrannical way of bringing it up. Like, I just love it.
Absolutely, yeah. Eric, you did an amazing job with the writing so far. Josh, superb on art and colors. Absolutely love it. Can't wait to read more. Where can the people find you online, sir?
They can find me on the Twitters at SCP21.
And you can catch me at TF2 and Mike on Twitter. You can follow at all things TFV3 on Twitter at the Pullbag and all the other good stuff. We're going to get the heck out of here. Next up, next week, is our first issue, probably non-spoiler review, of Image Comics' new series written by Kyle Higgins with art by Marcelo Costa, Radiant Black, number 1, begins in episode 399 of The Pullbag. Make your great escape into comics and unleash the beast in you. We'll catch you next time, folks.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's first comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate and leave a review for the show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Become a fan of us on Facebook, facebook.com/thepullbag. Send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter @thepullbag and @geekcastradio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.